Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Highlight H2H recap. This is recap number 12 for the 2022 championship season. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have Rockin' Ray Haluska. He's back with us this week, and he'll have some updates on the scores, the payouts for the Pelota games and fantasy highlight standings. And today's podcast is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, Collateral KC, WatchHighlight.com, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighlight.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Shop Exquisite Coffee for your very own blends of exquisite coffee and teas. Go to exquisitecoffee.shop. And with that, we're going to head on over to learn a little bit more about how to play Highlight H2H. And I'll be right back with the scores and more right for you here on H2H Recap. Stay tuned in.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt Highlight, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com.
For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to the second segment of H2H Recap number 12 for the 2022 championship season. I'm Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today I have the scores for you for Sunday, July 17, 2022, Monday, July 18, 2022, and Tuesday, July 19, 2022. And we'll start off here with Sunday doubles action. We have five matches that were played. In the first match, we have Diaz and Douglas versus Bueno and Julin. Bueno and Julin take the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-0. In the second match, we have Ikeda and Aratz versus Flores and Manu. Ikeda and Aratz take the win in split set, 6-5 and 6-2. In the third match, we have CRB and Spinner versus Jedden and Nicholas. CRB and Spinner take the win in straight set, 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Robin and Benny versus Williams and Manny. Robin and Benny take the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-4. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Hiro and Kubala versus Inaki and Ben. In Hiro and Kubala take the win in split set, 6-3 and 6-2. And for Monday, July 18th, 2022, begins the singles action. And seven matches were played. In the first match, we have Benny versus Manu. Manu takes the win in split set, 6-5 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Nicholas versus Ikeda. Ikeda takes the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Manny versus Benny. Manny takes the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Manu versus Gauthieri. Manu takes the win, 6-3 and 6-2 in the second and third sets. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda versus Douglas. Douglas takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the sixth match, we have Inaki versus Nicholas. Inaki takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Douglas versus Manny. Douglas takes the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-3. And the highlight of the day, both Manu and Douglas win both of their singles matches for the day. And for Tuesday, July 19, 2022, singles action, we have seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Aratz versus Kubala. Aratz takes the win in straight set, 6-3 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Carballo versus Julin. Julin takes the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Ron versus Ben. Ron takes the win in straight set, 6-0 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Aratz versus Bueno. Aratz takes the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Kubala versus Hiro. Hiro takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the sixth match, we have Julin versus Ron. Ron takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-5. And in the seventh and final match of the day, we have Bueno versus Carballo. Bueno takes the win, 6-1 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. And for the highlight of the day, we have Ron and Aratz. They share the spotlight by winning both of their matches on the day. And as of July 19, 2022, H2H Group 1 singles standings, we have Douglas atop of the leaderboard with two wins and no losses. Manu is in second place. He has two wins and no losses. Well, they're actually tied for first. And in third place, we have Inaki. He has one win and no losses. In group two, for standings for group two, we have Ron Ron. He has four wins and no losses. Hyro, he has three wins and no losses. And Aratz is in third place with three wins and no losses. And for doubles, only one category. We have a four-way tie. Four ways. Everyone won one game. CRB and Spinner, Ikeda and Aratz, Hyro and Kubala, and Robin and Benny. And that will do it for the scores and standings. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray Haluska.
Thank you, Garland. And let's get right into the Bettors Delights from last weekend. Second game in Florida, we had a nice 3-6 Quinella combo, paid 83.60 for the confident bettor that bet that pairing as a exact bet that would have paid 302.20. And the trifecta, 3-6-4, paid $1,531.80. The early daily double, 2-3, that's the winners of the game, second, first and second game, paid 59.60. It was Cool Fitness, Jed and El Barba were your top three finishers in that game. And you can remember them for future consideration. Fourth game that day, the exacta, 7-4, paid $96. Trifecta, 7-4-6, 350.640. The early pick three, winners of the first three games were 3, 3, and 7, $639.20.
Wow.
Not a bad payoff than a $2 bet. Yeah. Fifth game, the tag team of Jen and Joe Cherry had a nice $18.60 payoff and a $2 win ticket. And the Quinella 5-8 was $42.80. Moving down to the seventh game, Flores and Anu in more doubles action. Paid $31.40 for the win, $23.20 for show. Those are really nice payoffs and those less exotic bets.
Okay.
And the Quinella 2-3 paid $43.20. The exacta paid $67. And the trifecta 2-3-1 paid $477. And the teams involved in that were Flores Manu winning, El Barba and Ron Ron second, Cool Fitness and Benny third. And since they're not doing H2H, El Barba and Ron Ron are getting to play both doubles games as well as multiple single games. I believe it's two and two of each to help them for not getting to do that. The high five jackpot was 37852. There was four or five winners picked by different people who received $77.90 for their effort. Eighth game singles, Manu, $32.20 for the win. The Quinella 4-6 paid $35.60. Exacta, $66.60. The late pick three, 5-2-6. Winners of games 6, 7, and 8 paid $387.20. The Mighty Ocho, only 3 of 8 winners were picked by the smart bettors that day or the lucky bettors, and that only paid $2.60. I believe the High Five and the Mighty Ocho are $1 bets. Moving to Monday's action, we had a CRB winning for $12 in the first game, a place bet of $14.80, an unusual situation where the lesser prestigious bet ends up out-earning the top bet. Moving down to the second game, Jen, El Barba, and Robin, players 4, 1, and 5 for that game. Trifecta, 4, 1, 5, paid $560.40. The early daily double, 5-4, paid 28-20. Third game, trifecta, 164, $218.80. I see what's going on here. I forgot to edit out some of these results, but I'm not going to bore everyone with when there's meager payoffs. But finally, we have a respectable Quinella, 5-8, 73-40. That's a really good payoff on a $2 bet. Best I've ever done on one was $60. So those betters had to be happy with that. Exacta, 8-5, $119.20.
Okay.
Fifth game, Carballo in Tennessee. They teamed up and paid their faithful bettors 15-40 for the win. And the trifecta, 1-7-3, was $304.20. The Quinella, 1-7, $60.20. Exacta, $120.60. Mm-hmm. Going down to the seventh game, Flores and Manu. And we've heard that name before. They racked up $24.80 on the win bet. The Quinella, 2-5, paid $39.60. Exacta, $64. And the trifecta, 5-2-3, paid $338.20. High five, four winners picked out of the five games. A lot of people, not a lot of people did that, so it was a decent payoff on that, $136.20. And the eighth game, we had the late pick three, 1-5-2 for $918.40. I think that's the best pick three bet I've recalled sharing with everybody. So that's some people just have the knack or the luck, and good for them. The Mighty Ocho, 4 of 8 winners picked on the winners for that day were 5-4-1-8-1-1-5-2, $20.60. And then we moved to Tuesday. First game, Cool Fitness, nice payoff on the win for $22.60. Going down to second game, CRB Robin and L Barba, number 6, 4, and 5, paid a really nice trifecta, $775.60. The early daily double, 2-6, $136.40. Some great payoffs in that game. Third game, Arats wins, $20 to the winning bet, $11.60 for the place bet on Arats. Fourth game, singles. Quinella, 3-6, $63.60. Exacta, $156. Trifecta, $355.40. And the early pick three, players 6, 7, and 6. Winners of the first three games paid $996, which just beats the bet I raving about a few minutes ago.
Okay.
On the late pick three. So you never know. The big payoffs are early, available early and late. Fifth game, doubles game. Quinella, 3-6, paid $156. Exacta is a rare situation where the exact payoff of $123.20 was significantly less than the Quinella payoff of $156. Mm-hmm. Exacta taking the first two in either first two specifically. The Quinella is picking the first two in either either finishing position. Trifecta, 3-6-4. $1,665.20, and let people know those teams are Carballo in Tennessee winning, El Barba and Ron Ron placing, and CRB and Spinner shelling. Just keep those in mind when you're deciding between one or the other for future bets. That, okay, these guys have won before, and maybe they can catch lightning in a bottle again, give me a nice payoff. Fifth game, trifecta, 4-3-6, Ron Ron, Douglas, and Nicholas. That paid $697.40. Seventh game, another doubles matchup. Exacta, 1-6, $136.40. Trifecta, 1-6-7, $1,452. Hi-Fi jackpot, only 2 of 5 picks for 7. 6-3-4-1 winning numbers. paid $8.70. And then eighth game, win by a knocky, caught some people by surprise, and those who weren't surprised received $18.20 on their win bet. Exacta won four, paid $83.40. Quinella almost at my $500 threshold for announcing that win at $492.60. Late pick three, another nice win on the pick three bet for finishers 4-1-1, paid $708. The Mighty Ocho, only two of eight winners were picked as the top bet, and there were enough winners that did that that the payoff was $1.05. So it was a nickel profit for those lucky bettors.
That's funny.
I wasn't here last week, but the previous week there were two winners on the high five. And on July 10th, Sunday, finishers 1-1, 6-1-2. And finishers 5-8-1-6-3 on Tuesday, July 12th. And those as sole ticket winners won $2,000 in the high five. So that $4,000 were written out of the account that week. I hope no one asked for a raise. Bounced over the the summer's been really good for that's a guaranteed window. If you get 5 for 5 and you're the sole winner, then you're getting $2,000 prize. FantasyHighlight.com reminder: it's free and only costs you your time. And even if you haven't been around all season, you can come in and swoop in and get a weekly win. Uh-huh. And the weekly prize winner was High Eagle. That's J-A-I-E-A-G-L-E with 16 correct picks out of our matches. I guess 19 matches that week. Well, 9 different players just missed out and had 15 correct. So High Eagle wins the first place prize of 100. And they recently raised the perfect score payout to $1,500 from $1,000. So that's they must be happy for the getting good participation there. For the season totals, the gap's closing a little. Misarage still on top, now has 255 wins. He had a bad week picking. Armada. With 249 within 6, and it's been a while since anyone's been within 6 of our leader. Reverse 2 wall, and Sarasota Kenny weigh in at 247. And reverse 2 wall had a bad week, too, because he was in second place last week, and now he's tied for third.
I had a bad week too. I didn't get any points. I scored a big fat zero.
I had some really unimpressive single digit total myself, either 6 or 8. And I set up bets on Tuesday on my Bet Rivers account, and I was 0 for 5. And that's not usual for me, so we'll see if we can gain some of that back this week. I wasn't able to play some of my bets. I kind of see if I'm not doing well, then I can kind of bet against myself and recoup some losses, or bet on a streak of individual points, a nice option to make the H2H games fun to bet on, as well as over under on 9.5 points in a set, or 2.5 sets in a match. And some of those bets are offered in some matches. I'm not sure if they have a service, but I don't always get to make all those options. And those are fun bets that can make things interesting and really keep you involved in what's going on in the action. But that's all I have for now. As far as the new teams, Spinner just coming back from injury, and I thought he's really looked good, and he seems to have, at least in the early going, and maybe for a few weeks, I'd give him a little more consideration, because I think he just might have like an extra step, maybe step and a half, and getting to balls right now that others won't have until he starts wearing himself down again. And I had not watched him much before, but I'm kind of impressed with what he's doing out there. And Manu's been on a good streak lately. Appreciate when these old guys can just hang back there and keep themselves in the game and force the other players into mistakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Aratz as well. I see he's getting some wins now. He's paired with Ikeda, and looks like they're going to be a good squad together. Good doubles pair.
Yeah, I'm happy they changed the teams. I was kind of, maybe bored with what's going on, and fortunately this game allows a way to get the teams mixed up a little bit. And for anyone that's really into all these numbers and wins, you can go to the Magic City highlight page, scroll down to the bottom where the Plota games are, click on the date, then click on results, and you'll get every single bet if you're into that kind of in-depth analysis. I just hit the highlights. Mm-hmm. But people can maybe look at it and figure it out. There's a guy named Mo Crank on that follows these games, and he does a lot of extra math that you don't get from Stu and Andrew. And, it's kind of neat. But we're finding, though, that success in Pelota one day does not necessarily translate into success in H2H. So we're less inclined to use that as an indicator what might be a good way to go for the H2H games. But I think that's all I have for today. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add today, but I've said my piece, and I look forward to watching and participating in the chats and wagering and fantasy this week, and look forward to hearing and seeing some of you folks in those locations too.
All right. There you have it from Mr. Rockin' Ray Haluska. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is Highlight H2H Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. It's definitely been a pleasure. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.